We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, campers. Hello, self-isolationists, self-quarantiners. Here we go, getting underway with once upon a time was the most heavily commuted hour of the Bobby Mac Show. It's the 5 o'clock Follies, coming to you from the friendly confines of stately McLean Manor, where I am hermetically sealed in my home studio for my own safety. Great to have you along, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and my email, bob@1063word.com. Get this. From a resident progressive socialist Marxist on the text line, Bobby, on a bad day, Cuomo is 10 times better than Trump. How about that deficit now? Remind me again, who was it who added to the deficit with all that pork in there? Oh, sorry, but I digress. Republicans always crying about the deficit, but don't worry, the Dems will fix the economy as usual. In what alternate universe is that going to happen? Where was the stock market before COVID-19, genius? Oh, yeah, but I forgot. I'm using facts here to try and be persuasive, and it's not going to get me anywhere with a progressive. To the phones we go. Thanks for patiently waiting. First up is Governor Jimmy in Easley. He is the governor of Easley. Governor Jimmy, you issued any stay-at-home orders for the people in Easley there yet that we haven't heard about?
And a president of Oak Liberty Road.
Yes, indeed. That too.
Okay. My idea was, you know, I've always been against a mass immigration. What would have happened if we'd have stayed with a model where you for years and years, where they had to come in, I think it's up in New York, they had to have a sponsor.
Yeah.
You had 1,000 people. I think that was the number, 1,000 people that could come in a year. Might have been more. What change would the virus have of coming in then if we made people come in the legal way?
Well, for almost three decades, America had no immigration. Some of the earlier years in the 20th century, they wanted to give the immigrants who had already come here, primarily Italians and Irish, an opportunity to assimilate into the country. And so we had no further immigration for about three decades. And then, of course, you know, the Democrats suddenly realized they couldn't get people to vote for them who weren't getting, some sort of benefit that was deriving from it. So they wanted to open the borders, and they did.
Are we, when we get through with this, now, you know, it's like I know people was confirmed Democrats, and they say they wouldn't vote for a Democrat no kind of way no more. My sister being one of them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she was a confirmed Democrat. Hillary, but after this episode of the impeachment and all this kind of stuff, she said right. She wouldn't vote for him.
Yeah.
All right. What happens, and this too will pass, I believe that this too will pass.
Yes, it will.
And so are we going to go back to the immigration model where we're going to know who's coming in? They're going to have to take physicals and stuff to get in this country. I mean, even a common sense person would believe that would be a good idea.
Yeah. Well, I think that is largely dependent in what happens in November and if the Republicans can regain control of the House. But even then, you know as well as I do, Jimmy, that there are many rhinos in the Republican Party who are pressured by the Chamber of Commerce and the Better Business Bureau. You know, listen to Lindsey. You know, oh, we need these people to perform these jobs. So it would be a step in the right direction if Republicans control the House, but we're actually going to have to get some people in there who mean business. Thanks, Jimmy. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here. 10 after 5, let's go to Union and bring in Pat. She keeps us kind of in touch with her relatives in New York and in the Garden State of Jersey. Hello, Pat. How are you?
Good. My brother sent me a message. He thinks he had this coronavirus back at Thanksgiving.
You know, I can't say that he didn't.
I can't either. I know I talked to some friends there that were very sick, and I told them to isolate themselves, drink plenty of fluid, stay in bed. Don't see nobody.
Yep.
But what happened to all this stuff that the FBI confiscated? Have they taken it in as evidence and sitting on it?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, we don't have, frankly, we don't have an answer to that. You're talking about all the stuff that was warehoused in New Jersey?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking it's like all that money they found in Baghdad.
Well, how about all the disaster relief stuff that was stashed in Puerto Rico? Apparently they did a little bit better job of hiding that stuff than they did in Jersey, because they didn't find this stuff in Puerto Rico for months.
Well, they had all those houses, temporary housing in Oklahoma for the people of New Orleans.
Yeah, yeah, and in Texas as well. Yeah, well,
then stash it somewhere.
There is much that is going on underneath the surface. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate the call. In on the text line, Bobby Mack, have you heard anything about having to repay the money from the stimulus checks the next time you do your taxes? No, I think that part is still up in the air. Bobby, DMV is going to only be open in Barria on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday by appointment only. They are closing the University Ridge and Fountain Inn offices. Gotcha. What about the one out Wade Hampton in Greer? Anything on that? Good afternoon, Bobby Mack. I wish all these professionals would just follow their own advice and stay in their homes and stay off all the so-called news outlets that they keep giving out all these crazy numbers. Well, you know, they're following from John in Fountain Inn. Thank you, John. They are using this computer modeling, and we know how well that's worked out with climate change, right? Zero computer models and climate change have been correct. Bobby, could somebody ask Miss Annie in the news center to please give the total number of confirmed cases in each county instead of just how many new ones we have that makes it hard to keep up with? Please give us the total numbers. By the way, you guys are doing a great job. Love you. Stay safe and healthy. Thank you, Miss Moneypenny. DHEC.gov website will break all that down for you. By zip code? Cool. Yeah, that's even better because you can see what's going on in your neighborhood. Good afternoon, Bobby Mack. Not sure how the left gets away with... Wait a second, where's the rest of this? Not sure how the left gets away with the way they launder money, give money to the left, and then they give it right back to the Democrat Party. Well, it's the same money laundering cycle that they've used with unions for decades. They're just applying it in a different venue. All kinds of sacrifices being called for in these uncharted waters in which we find ourselves during the current conditions of staying at home. Millions of people, men and women, really can't go to the parlor to have their hair done professionally, which means we could be entering 50 shades of gray.
Coming soon from COVID-19 Fallout Pictures, 50 Shades of Grey. No, it's not a movie based on an erotic romance novel. This is a documentary about women's hair colors during the COVID-19 quarantine. Uh-oh. No hair styling means no hair coloring, and no hair coloring means gray roots. Gray roots.
I'm calling mine Locks of Life.
It's the hot new hair trend over the next month or so while the quarantine continues all over the world. 50 Shades of Grey. These hair colors are to die for.
They are now. Natural Strands of Wisdom.
Now playing on Skunk Hair TV.
Yeah, we could be in for a rude awakening here before long. Quarter after five here on the Bobby Mac Show. By the way, still to come in this half hour. Been a while since we've had one. So today we will revisit Yes or BS. With the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny and Lil Annie in the News Center, today's topic, National Doctor's Day. Be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
That's interesting. What is that, Moneypenny? That sounds like a late 50s, early 60s song.
Rock and Roll Girls, John Fogerty.
No wonder, yeah. He likes that throwback rock and roll stuff. Great to have you along. 522, 22 after 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby did a rough calculation. Out of the 143,000 confirmed cases, over 100,000 are in the blue states. The rest of the country does not have that much of a problem. I say put the restrictions on the blue states and let the rest of the country go back to work. Similar to what is going on in some other countries around the world. Bobby, here's the situation. The Chinese felt bad about America not getting a month off work to celebrate the Chinese New Year. So this is their way of showing their appreciation to us for our appreciation of their New Year's. I didn't realize it. 5:23 as we go to Greer here on the Bobby Mac Show, and we welcome in Ted on this gorgeous Monday afternoon. Hi, Ted, and how's it going for you, sir?
Pretty good, man. How you doing?
Yeah, not too shabby. Thank you.
Not too shabby. It's a nice, beautiful day out there. Summer came early.
You bet. You bet.
I read an article in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend from David Byrne.
Mm-hmm.
You might recognize the name. He's a performer with the Talking Heads. And in the article, he wrote about this little city called Vo, the Italian city. That had the country's first coronavirus death.
Right.
And they did something remarkable. I hadn't heard anything about this. Absolutely everybody in the town of 3,300 people was tested. 89 of the tests came back positive. Then after a nine-day period of townwide isolation, only a handful of people tested positive. And since then, the town has become virus-free.
Yeah, similar to, I was just referencing, some of the Nordic countries have done something similar and also have seen similar results.
We need to lock, and it's ironic now. I left New York back in the 70s, went to West Palm Beach, Florida, left there in 96 and came here. And I can tell you the reason they locked down West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, and Miami, because that's where all the New Yorkers went.
Yeah, many,
I mean,
many
they
are.
On planes and went down there.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
They went to visit relatives, and Cuomo won't stop it, man. He absolutely wouldn't stop them coming in with the virus, and he won't stop them going out.
So you now qualify, Ted, as a halfback, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Unfortunately, I do.
Right.
I got here as fast as I possibly could.
Attaboy. And we appreciate it, Ted. Good to have you along. Thanks for the call. 5:24 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Let's go to Clinton quickly and bring in Ray. Hello, Ray. How is your Monday?
Hi, Ray. Bob. This is Ray.
No, it's not. This is Gene.
Oh, wrong person.
Oh, it is? It is Ray? Ray, you sound just like Gene.
Oh, well, maybe I do, but yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah, my bad. My bad. Go right ahead. Case of mistaken identity.
Well, today I'd like to bring up something that I was kind of alluding to the last time I called in, but I want to know, if you have any knowledge of it, maybe you can help me.
All right.
I'm trying to put pieces together. What is the stages of this illness? I think the president alluded to that the last stage is going into a coma when he talked the other day. But there's got to be enough people in the hospitals that they can get a timeline of what your stages are. We've been talking about getting the virus.
I have not seen the kind of a timeline of various stages of the disease. Just a listing of the various symptoms of it.
The doctor, whatever his name is, there the real.
Dr. Fauci.
The president's head of the staff there.
Dr. Birx.
His name. It's a Fauci or something.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci.
He keeps alluding to this thing that I saw when I was working in the hospital.
Yeah.
That where they put a do not resuscitate on your name. That means that you're terminally ill.
Right.
And he keeps saying, we're too soon for that. We're too soon for that. But there's no other reason for putting a thing on. They're going to take you off the respirators.
Well, some of these people may have DNR in their own medical records. They may have asked for that, Ray.
Oh, yeah, you can do that by law. You can ask them to do that. But
yeah, I know. That's what I just said.
Saying that too many people are doing it. And this might be a thing they're telling people out there, but they're not making it really public to find out what the real consequences is of getting this illness.
I don't know. I don't know how we could track that information down. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. 5:27 here on the Bobby Mac Show, and we recycle, yes or BS? Been a while since we've had one, so here we go. Moneypenny?
And now it's time for Yes.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Or BS.
It's just an endless cycle of bullshit.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Joined by Miss Moneypenny.
Hi. Hi.
Miss Moneypenny?
Hi. Hi, I'm here. I promise.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you have to turn on the mic so we know it. See, it doesn't.
The mic was on. You just couldn't hear me.
Oh. Okay. And, of course, little Annie in the news center. Welcome back, Bobettes.
What's up, stay at homies?
Hello, Bobby.
Here we go. It is National Doctor's Day.
Yay.
So, our topic today, famous MDs. Okay?
My. Yeah.
We will test your medical knowledge.
Is this real doctors or TV doctors?
No, this is real doctors. Okay. Well, it's a combination of
okay,
the two.
Okay, cool. I got
all
this.
All right. Question number one. Dr. Jonas Salk, famous for coming up with the vaccine for
polio.
Smallpox. Obviously, Annie thinks that is BS from her instant answer of... Jonas Salk being associated with the vaccine for polio in 1953. I guess it's too late to ask Moneypenny. She thinks. Edward Jenner, by the way. Dr. Edward Jenner is the man who introduced the first smallpox vaccine. I remember it because I was there to cover it at the time in 1796.
Ooh. He's so funny.
It was in all the papers. Question number two.
Wait, they had ink back then?
Sure. Okay. Oh, yeah, you bet. Question number two. Dr. Spock was a prominent pediatrician.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Mr. Spock from Star Trek. Dr. Spock's book, Baby and Child Care, came out the same time I did, 1946.
Oh, cool.
Did Dr. Spock have weird ears?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
No, they were perfectly normal ears. Okay. By the way, the book is still popular almost 75 years later. Mm-hmm. On the show ER, here you go, Moneypenny, you were asking about TV doctors. George Clooney's character name was Dr. John Carter.
Wrong.
Okay, BS.
It is BS. Noah Wiley played Dr. John Carter. George Clooney's character was Dr. Doug Ross.
Yep.
In addition to being a TV doctor, Dr. Oz has performed over 1,000 brain surgeries in his career. Yes or BS?
True.
Yes.
Yeah. Gotcha.
He's a different kind of surgeon.
He is a different kind of surgeon, yeah. He's a heart surgeon. He's never done, as far as we know, never done any brain surgery.
Hope not.
And finally,
it's rocket science.
What the heck is it? Where's the ventricles in this? Oh, wait a minute. In the show Doogie Howser, M.D.,
yes.
Doogie, his nickname was short for Douglas.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you're both right. His real name was, in the show, Dr. Douglas Howser.
Yes.
Cool. There you go. Pretty
What's
good,
his real
ladies.
Name?
Pretty good. No, I don't know. What is his real name?
Really?
Yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, way back when. Yeah, when he was a kid.
Here you go. What other TV show did George Clooney star on way back when that he never gets thought of about?
He did an episode of Golden Girls that I saw.
Yeah, he did one episode of that, but he was a recurring regular on a TV show from the 80s.
I don't know.
Facts of Life.
Well, see, I never watched that show, so how in the world would I know that?
It was a good show. I watched it.
It was a girl show.
Yeah, it was a girly show. Yeah,
whatever.
Girly
Mom.
Show. Thank you, ladies. Well done here on National Doctors Day. 5:32 as we take a break for the news, and I'm right back on the other side, I think, here on Monday on WORD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back. 5:39 here on the Bobby Mack Show. And the immediate question that comes to my mind, based on what we just heard in Annie's newscast, is how can a city council hold a vote on something that is constitutionally impermissible? That is a stay-at-home order. This from Beth Brotherton, the media spokesperson for the city. Greenville City Council will hold a special called meeting tomorrow at 4 to address an emergency stay-at-home ordinance. The agenda and ordinance are available at greenvillesc.gov/agenda center. Citizens wishing to address council are requested to email their comments to C. Pittman, P-I-T-M-A-N, initial C. Pittman, at greenvillesc.gov, or leave a voicemail at 864-298-9430 by 3 p.m. tomorrow. The public may view the meeting at greenvillesc.gov/1694/online-meetings or on their Facebook page, facebook.com/cityofgreenvillesc. The ordinance, if passed, would be effective at 12:01 a.m. Thursday, April 2nd, and would be in effect for 2 weeks. Have these people paid no attention at all to what the Attorney General has said? Residents and non-residents are required to stay at home unless providing or requiring an essential service or engaging in responsible outdoor recreation. Individuals who must go out for purposes of working at or conducting business with any essential service provider or for purposes of outdoor recreation shall practice social distancing of at least 6 feet, with the exception of those traveling in the same vehicle. Social gatherings of 10 or more people for any reason other than working at or receiving essential services is prohibited per CDC guidelines. Essential service providers, vendors, and persons conducting essential service operations shall take all responsible measures, including limiting the number of individuals in their place of business, to ensure social distancing of at least 6 feet. How are they going to do that? They're going to use a laser measuring? A yardstick? What? Bars and restaurants which prepare, produce, or otherwise offer or sell food or beverages of any kind shall be prohibited from permitting dine-in or on-premises consumption of food or beverages, whether indoors or outdoors. Well, that's repetitive. The governor's already done that. They may continue to offer pickup, takeout, or delivery service for consumption off-premises. Non-essential service providers and persons who are working at or conducting businesses with non-essential service providers may conduct business with individual persons by appointment, provided that no appointment times are double booked and social distancing of 6 feet can be maintained. Recreation. Individuals should limit outdoor recreational activities to those that allow for social distancing of at least 6 feet and do not entail coming into close contact with other people or involve the sharing of equipment, which means I can't let somebody else borrow my putter. Consequence, a person who fails to comply with this ordinance shall be guilty of a civil infraction punishable by a fine of not less than $100. Each day of a continuing violation of this article shall be considered a separate and distinct offense. From Beth Brotherton, Director of Communications and Neighborhood Outreach. I don't know if anybody is going to sue Columbia or Charleston, but I guarantee you if this thing passes the city council in this meeting tomorrow afternoon at 4, they're going to get a lawsuit almost instantaneously. I think. To the phones we go. Thanks for patiently waiting. Jim is next up. He is in Greer. Hi, Jim, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hi, Bobby Mac. And like you, I would have never known about the Facts of Life, the television show. I knew about George being on there because I saw it in some TV trivia show somewhere.
Aha.
Three months ago at the most, I had a very unusual cold, and it lasted, and I had unusual chills, and I was reading about the corona.
Yeah, the symptoms.
Some of the symptoms that they had.
Right.
And one thing that really keyed in that I think is the nail in the coffin, so to speak, I had taste buds that were not functioning for a while.
Yeah, nothing had any taste to it.
And that's pretty much it. Now, I'm over 60 and I have asthma. And I did not miss a day of work.
Wow.
So that's...
Yeah, I had a cold that hung on for like a month also. And mine was weird because I didn't have any fever with it. I didn't have the same kind of symptoms you did, but I had body aches, and I could not kick this thing. I'd get one day where I thought I was on the upside of it, and then next day it was right back. So who knows with all the bugs that are floating around.
The information that I was hoping I could get you to help find.
Yeah.
We can find information easily about how many cases and how many deaths.
Right.
But I've only found one source for the number of people who have recovered, and I don't really trust that information on that site. And the other thing is the hospitals, local and national in other areas, they seem to just shy away from telling people, are they filled to capacity or not?
Yeah, right, because we've seen all kinds of anecdotal reports that there are hospitals that essentially are not, as the media keeps claiming, overwhelmed. I can tell you here in the U.S., we have 156,931 confirmed cases, and we have 5,579 who have recovered. Okay?
That's good. That's a start.
Yep, it is. And now we also have learned, at least in China, there are reports that some people who have had COVID-19 and recovered have then acquired it again. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. I got to run. 547, 13 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back. Welcome back. Great to have you along. So tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, the Greenville City Council will hold a special called meeting to address an emergency stay-at-home ordinance, the very same kind of ordinance that State Attorney General Alan Wilson has already ruled is unconstitutional when implemented in the cities of Columbia and Charleston last week. So if you would like to leave a voicemail with your comments, can hardly wait till I get off the air so I can leave them a voicemail with my comments, 864-298-9430 by 3 p.m. tomorrow. This ordinance would go into effect 1 minute after midnight Thursday and would be in effect for 2 weeks. All right. In on the text line, Bobby, I own residential and commercial lawn and landscaping maintenance businesses. Would I be deemed essential? Well, who knows? There's no definition in what we receive from the city as to what businesses are essential and which are not. Business is busy as ever, and I stay away from people except my one employee. I love the show. Thank you for all you do. Thank you. Hopefully we would get some definition there if they're going to actually try and implement this. About the computer models that they are using with their predictions on the Wuhan flu. Bobby, don't you know that 40% of 60% of 92% of 28.33% of models are completely accurate? LOL. They are as fictitious as their "the skies are falling" climate change models. Now, Bobby, the recovery reports are spotty because hardly anybody calls a doctor and says, "Hey, I'm well again." That's the stupidest damn statistic I've ever seen. Well, the statistic, I'm assuming, is from people that were hospitalized and then recovered. Because your point's well taken. You know, you don't call the doctor, "Hey, I'm not sick anymore." Bobby, it seems to me the only people that want to stay at home for any extended period of time are those that don't work, and staying at home wouldn't hurt. Those of us whose spouses depend on manufacturing, like Beamer, are scared about not being able to pay our bills, rent, etc. Bobby, this appears to be a trial run of socialism. Great show, Bob. How does this apply to agritourism? No telling. There are more unanswered questions. Bobby, after you read all of those mandates they're going to vote on, I thought you were going to end with "signed sincerely, Xi Jinping." Bobby, they can't do that. People should ignore it. The city council is all Democrat. So hair salons can stay open, but you can't go there. Bobby, how many babies are going to be born this December? Unintended consequences. Bobby, how does that apply to an outdoor business? Good question. What's essential? What's not? Bobby, pretty obvious. Rhino Knox White has been sheltering in his domicile during this outbreak and doesn't know his rear end from a hole in the ground about what's going on in the city. When I walk my pup Roscoe on Main Street, I'm lucky to see 15 people on all of Maine. From Jim in Easley. Bobby, another great use for duct tape: lines on the floor. Yeah, for people to ignore, right? Well, one of the things that occurs to me that they overlooked in this far-reaching proposed ordinance to force everybody to stay at home, they make no mention of washing your hands. All kinds of mentions of 6 feet of separation, social distancing, but nothing about washing your hands. As you know, you gotta wash your hands.
Shake your hand, now go and wash those hands. touch my face, the germs get inside.
Yuck.
It's got me wheezing in my lungs. Stay inside. No high fives. No high fives. Yeah, you got that something. So keep your distance, man. And please do the smart thing. You gotta wash your hands.
Those of you who remember the great Seattle DJ, Bobby Rivers, did the morning show out in Seattle for a long time. He's retired now, but came out of retirement with that offering. You gotta wash your hands. I'm headed for the Purell even as we speak. Bonus hour next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.